He's from the north,
she's from the south,
and we want to know what's in your mouth.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to In Your Mouth. I am your hostess with the mostest, the guy with the hairy pants, Munoz, and sitting next to me is the girl with the plumber's crack that all the men envy, my best gal pal, Marie.
Wow. What an intro.
Well, you know, I love you lots, and so I have to give you the best, the best of intros for you.
That's so sweet.
My nearest and dearest. But I am super excited today. It is a special day and a special episode, as it is our honor to have the king of all things Upper East Side, a man who can hang with the socialites and eat with the common folks, comedian and creator of Upper Feast, a foodstagram, if you will, dedicated to all things Upper East Side, Mr. Anthony O'Connell!
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I deserve it. Thank you.
Welcome to In Yo Ma.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, thank you actually for having us in your apartment.
Yes.
Actually, this luxurious bar.
If you all could see, there is a bar on the Upper East Side here.
Is this mahogany?
What is this, mahogany?
Did you whittle this yourself?
I don't know, but it's very expensive.
When you said that, why don't y'all come over and pot over at my place? I have a bar. I was like, yeah, right. Who has a bar? Yeah, you even said, I mean, we'll sit there, but we'll see. And then, this is a bar. Yeah.
It's legit. It's cool. It's fun.
I would totally act out Cheers if this was mine. I'd be like, my roommates, whenever I enter the house, you have to scream, Norm.
I'd definitely be Carla.
Yes, you would. Who would you be if you were on Cheers?
I would want to be Ted Danson, but I would totally be Norm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's just who I am.
Yeah, I'd probably be Christy Alley.
Really? Maybe like Shelley Long.
Oh, yeah? Her too?
Yeah.
Really, I'd be Norm too. Let's say, or Cliff.
Cliff. No, I am definitely a Carla.
Yes, yes, you are. Well, anyway, let's go back to you, Upper Feast Side.
Yes, hello.
In the house.
We want to thank you so much for joining us today. And for our foreign listeners who don't know where the Upper East Side is, Marie?
It is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Duh.
Can I tell you guys a fun fact about the Upper East Side?
Please. Yeah, please.
We're about to go into a lot of fun facts. But so, yes, that's a great segue.
So one time I was on a date and the girl says, where do you live? And I say, I live on the Upper East Side. And I swear to God, she goes, east of 3rd, I bet.
Oh, wow.
The implication being the east of 3rd is the poor people, west of 3rd is the billionaires, which is fair. So what I said, you know what, you're right, so we're going to have to go Dutch. We're going to go have these on this.
And did you?
We did.
Oh.
But the date, it went horribly. I had no second date, no hookup, nothing.
I would have made her pay for the date just for that comment, asshole.
Wait, so what is technically the Upper East Side, though? Because I was looking, it's like, is it 59th Street up until...
96. Yeah.
And then it's just the whole, starting at Central Park.
5th Avenue to 1st Avenue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Wow. There you go. Wow. To be honest, I don't come up here much.
No one does. And that's why I started my foodstagram, is because everyone says that the Upper East Side is lame and it's whatever. But I think we have good food, good times, and that's why I made the thing.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You don't have to go to Brooklyn or downtown to have fun. You can hang out here.
Wow. We'll travel for food.
Yeah, we will. We'll come. Well, we're here in the Upper East Side. Look at us.
I know.
And we even have a little bit of tequila.
And we know how we do with tequila.
I'm sipping very slowly.
Very, very slowly. But Marie has some really, really great...
fun historical
fun facts.
Facts about the Upper
Anthony,
East Side.
Anthony, we want to know if you knew these things.
Okay.
Right?
Well, the Upper East Side was once so fancy, full of mansions that stretched to 5th Avenue, and so it was dubbed Millionaire's Row. Everybody knows that, right? Kind of.
Now it's Billionaire's Row. Like, Millionaire's 2000 and late. You'd be embarrassed if you only had a million. You know what I mean? Like, that's Upper East Side vibe.
Wow.
I only have a million? Ugh.
Right? It is kind of like years ago I read something that they're like the wealthiest people. I can't remember the zip code, but it is up here on the Upper East Side, and that's like the most coveted zip code in America.
Really?
Yeah, as a billionaire, like that's like I thought it was 902. I'm going for 90210. But they want like the billionaires like
there's zip one code. Block that kind of skews everything. So there's this one block that has 13 billionaires.
What?
Oh,
what?
Literally block is 13 that? Billionaires.
Are they single? It's like,
yes, and they want you, bad.
Oh my God. Yeah,
they DM'd me in the Upper East Side group. They were like, Marie, we want her.
No wonder my grinder's going crazy.
Actually, we should try our online dating apps up here and just see if that changes when I'm getting down and
get us some
Brooklyn.
Rich dick.
Yeah. No, that Dutch stuff.
You know, it's like gold leaf. Or Ooh. Something, you know?
Well, did you also know that the Upper East Side was also known as the Silk Stocking District?
Well, how funny that you mentioned that, because I happen to be wearing silk stockings.
It doesn't they look pretty?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
I know. Gracie Mansion is up here, if you didn't know.
Which I read it's like New York City's White House. Yeah. That's where the mayor lives.
And apparently you told me Alexander Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton.
Ooh, get your shot, boy.
Yes.
Is that how the song goes?
I don't know.
I'm not going to miss my shot.
I think we should take a shot.
Okay.
Cheers to
that. Cheers to Alexander Hamilton.
And to Anthony O'Connell, our special guest today.
Thanks so much for having me.
A fun fact about the Gracie Mansion, Alexander Hamilton died in front of the Gracie Mansion's ballroom fireplace that is in the Gracie Mansion right now. It was not when he died, however. I didn't catch that little.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He died. You know, he was shot, wounded in a duel with Aaron Burr in front of the fireplace.
That's a good way to go out.
Yeah, right? I know. A duel. That's how I want to go.
There's a fireplace, too. Like, it's kind of romantic.
Yeah, I know.
Well, slap me around and point something long and cold and hard at me. Why not?
Yeah, poke me until I die.
Anyways, next. Because we got to get to the food.
Okay, well, then one more other thing. In the 19th century, a lot of German immigrants lived up in this area. Therefore, there were a lot of German beer halls.
Wow. And Germans, by far, I read at some point, have the largest penis size per capita.
Really?
Yeah, that's a fact. I don't know. I don't know if you care.
No,
I think it is a fact. I read it like on Facebook or something.
Oh, yeah.
Know?
So it has to be true. It's on the internet.
Yeah, your friend from Staten Island wrote that on Facebook.
That's
you should believe him.
That is right. So, back to what, speaking of things we put in our mouth, notable things, Anthony, that you put in your mouth this week.
Ooh, I actually went all the way up to Flushing, Queens for a little Traveling Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I've
Traveling
never...
Tuesday.
I love
it's alliteration, that. So that's how you know it's good. I took the 7 train 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then a 22-minute Uber to get to the spiciest Korean food in New York City.
Wow.
It's called Yup Duck. And it was phenomenal.
And then did you hop a motorcycle back to your apartment to get to the bathroom?
I had a doozy of a doozy brew.
It was like, did you upchuck after you had yupchuck? Yeah, what is it called again? How do you spell that?
Yupdukk.
Wow. I've actually never been out to Flushing's for food.
It's a hike, but if you like Asian food, it's phenomenal. They have a lot of like Korean, Japanese,
I've only
Chinese.
Been to Spa Castle.
See, I haven't even been to Spa Castle.
Gorgeous. So you just hang out naked.
Oh. Is it a happy ending spa?
No.
That's
no.
What
they
I'm not going.
They beat the shit out of you.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
If you get, like, a massage, you're like...
Oh, I thought if you asked for a happy ending.
No.
You're like, can I come? They're like, you're going to fight.
You want a happy ending? I'll show you a happy ending.
Well, how funny that you chose Flushing, Queens, because I expected something very Upper East Side.
Oh, sorry. If you want me to stick to my brand,
I
get tons of Upper East
Side. Love that.
No,
but we're gonna get
branching
we're gonna,
out, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that for sure. But how was it?
It was
spicy
phenomenal.
And delicious.
It was insanely spicy. I was sweating like Shaq at the free throw line. My nose was running.
I don't know who that is.
But you can imagine someone sweating, right? Mm-hmm. How about Whitney Houston singing? Like, she's pretty sweaty when she sings. Is that a good example?
Or
much better
down,
example for Munoz.
Coming down for her, like, coke high.
Exactly.
You know?
That's kind of how I was. That was my
vibe. Rest in peace.
I love that. Marie, anything notable you put in your mouth this week?
Well, I had a good friend visiting me from Nashville this week. And so, of course, we had to just do a a big food tour, because that's what I, that's all I, when people come and visit, I don't take them to the Staten Island ferry or the Statue of Liberty. I just take them for dollar oysters, baby. There's a new place in my neighborhood for dollar oysters. We went there. We went to Il Passatore in Bushwick for Italian food. We went for soup dumplings at Shanghai Cafe. Oh, I love soup dumplings. We had ramen at Toto Ramen. And then...
And then you hit the glory holes.
Tomorrow, Weight Watchers again. I'm just doing it.
We're doing it. So, Anthony, we are not dieting this year, right? We feel like it's a really, like, bad connotations come with dieting. Mm-hmm. So we decided that we're doing it.
I love it. Yeah. Live your best life, treat yourself.
Doing it. We're so doing like it. We're on that road to eating better. But you know what? If we wanna put a droopy dump of a soup dumpling in our mouth, we're gonna do it.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking do it, because we got this food podcast and we gotta put some stuff in our mouth.
I know. How long have you lived on the Upper East Side?
I've lived here for 4 years, and I will say this, just fair warning, I've been doing the food blog for 4 months, and I kind of got a Man vs. Food Season 5 kind of vibe, where I'm getting real doughy, so like...
So you're doing
what you're doing. I'm YOLOing hard, I'm just eating everything.
Ride or die, baby.
I need to start exercising. I'm going to start jogging. I bought running shoes, I bought some Nikes.
Well, you live right by the park.
Right by the East River is where I'm going to go to. East River, there's a little promenade.
There's a great pool up here, too. Asher Levy?
Yes, but I'm not really a pool guy, but there is a pool super close to here.
Yeah, okay. I sit outside the pool with Mai Tais and pina coladas, but I love a good swimmer.
Oh, that's great. And then you hit the glory holes.
Wait, there's literally a happy ending place on my block.
We're probably going to go there after this.
All right. Oh, my God. Actually, I'll be right back.
We just awkwardly wait for like 12 minutes or however long it takes.
That's hysterical. So you've lived here 4 years, right? How long have you lived in New York, and where did you come from?
So I've actually only been in one apartment for 4 years. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. This is my first place, and I've been here for 4 years. I'm loving it. I'm obsessed with it.
Why moved to New York then?
Because of stand-up comedy.
Okay.
To pursue my dreams of stand-up, which I've now kind of like, I'm kind of transitioning more to like, writing, and I want to do like sketch work, and I'm really loving this foodie culture. I'm loving this food world.
Yes.
It's so accepting and kind. It's like so dope.
So did you have like a favorite food blog that you admired, and then when you kind of started yours, it had inspired you, or is there anyone that you look up to and strive to be someday?
The correct answer would be mine, the Kitchen Gaily.
Yes, so mainly the Kitchen Gaily.
That's good. Good answer.
I actually only follow one account, and it's the Kitchen Gaily. So, like, if you check my page, I only follow the Kitchen Gaily.
God, I love it. Maybe you should join our pod.
I'm good at yes-anding.
Everything that comes out of your mouth, we love.
Right?
You're so sweet.
Anybody that you admire that is a blogger that
When I first started the food blog, my main purpose was to prove that the Upper East Side has really good food, because people think it's only like stuffy and bougie and lame.
To be honest, I'm from Nashville, and I have lived in New York now for 13 years, but my experiences of the Upper East Side have always been kind of snooty booty booty, so I don't come up here much.
And there is that vibe, but I like to prove that if you've seen my videos, I'm very chill and casual, and that's passable here. If you're just like a good, chill person, it's totally fine. You don't have to be stuffy and bougie. Sometimes I wear sweatpants out in public. And that's a big must for this neighborhood.
Upper East.
I'm like, you gotta be around me. Your rent prices, and you gotta be around me.
Do you go to the museums a lot? Because they are Museum Mile, folks. There's Billionaire
the Guggenheim. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. Museum Mile!
By the way, just full disclosure, I want more of the wrap ear horn. Like, if you can fix it in post, if I can just have way more wrap ear horn.
I love that. But I want to get back to why the move from Columbus. I want to know more about like this Upper East Side life of yours for the past 4 years.
What did you eat in Columbus?
Oh, hey, my God. Well,
Skyline
Columbus has a lot of good food.
Chilling.
Does it?
Columbus does have a really good food scene. And actually, it has a very good art scene. It really does. Mm-hmm. Like, and the reason I say that is we have a big college town. We have The Ohio State University, which I'm an alum.
Okay.
Oh!
Holla! Holla! Yeah.
Student loan debt!
Sally Mae.
She thinks she's Sally Bay. All right. Mm-hmm. That was awful. I'll see myself out. Thank you.
You can say whatever, and as long as you end it with that. Oh, God, that's amazing.
It's a fact. Oh, my God. So, in the past 4 years, what was the gold mine discovery of, like, Upper East Side food? And I'll tell you why I asked this question once you answer it.
Okay, so, I started the food blog 4 months ago, and one of the greatest experiences I had is this restaurant called Conmigos. Shout out Conmigos. Mm. They're a beautiful Mexican restaurant. They have their grandmother's recipes. It's family owned. It's, like, super small and local, but they just were, like, in love with me. Like, they were like, Anthony, can you please do a video? Like, and they own other restaurants, and, like, I really felt like it was a real community vibe, and, like, it was just, like, a real good place.
Wow. Oh. And it's a family-owned place. Do you try to go to a lot of family-owned places here Upper East Side? Yeah.
Exactly. I don't like to go to any chains. If you have a multiple locations, that's okay, but not ideal.
Yeah.
All right. I like to go to a failing restaurant. No, I'm kidding.
With a C rating. P.S. Conmigo is at 1685 First Avenue. Our listeners love...
you should check it out.
To know where places are. Oh, yeah.
Their margaritas are phenomenal. And they actually have a tres leche tiramisu that's to die for.
Really?
Oh.
So is it moist?
Yes.
Yeah?
Super moist.
How, dripping wet.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I'm so turned on right now. It's so bad. I'm like, men don't do it for me anymore.
No.
It's more desserts.
It's just fucking food. What's wrong with me?
Well, you know what? I asked the question because I wanted to bring something. Because you can't be a bad guest.
Right.
Like, you invited us into your house and...
You fixed us cocktails. We're sitting here at the Mahogany Bar.
That should
LaCroix,
be
it's not even generic seltzer. I mean, come on.
Hello. So I found a gold mine up here right off the subway. And it's called Princess Pastrami.
Ooh, that is good.
Or is
good.
It Queen of Pastrami?
It's Queen of Pastrami.
Queen of Pastrami. Well, I'm the princess. Sorry.
Yes!
So I got us a pastrami sandwich because I was so excited.
That's the best news I've ever heard.
Are you kidding me,
No!
Mimios?
Wait.
Oh my God, I love you.
We gotta let them hear the rustling of the bag.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Oh my God. They gave us... Well, don't mind if I throw a pickle at you.
Shout out for that pickle.
Oh, my God. Oh, these are beautiful pickles.
I know.
Actually.
I think that one looks more like a gherkin.
Gherkin your gherkin.
Yeah, I wouldn't even feel
that.
Wait,
have you ever been to this restaurant?
I have, actually. It's phenomenal. The only place that's even close would be the 2nd Avenue Deli, conveniently located on 1st Avenue.
Oh. What?
Look.
And 2nd Avenue Deli.
It's cut into thirds.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I figured, have at it. Everyone,
what?
Take a piece.
This looks amazing.
Yes.
Wow. You know, oh, it smells so good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it's probably cold by now, but everyone's taking photos.
The camera eats first. That's the number one rule of Foodie Club is the camera eats first. The
camera eats first. I love it.
Oh, wow. My God.
These are beautiful.
I mean, folks, get yourself
Wow,
over.
That's a meaty sandwich. Oh, and your floral print in the background. This is art.
Yeah. Aww.
That's going to get 250 likes. Okay, shout out to the internet.
Yeah, internet.
Shout out to the internet.
Take pictures. Oh, my God.
I know. So, everybody... Put a piece of this in your mouth. Let's talk about Queen of Pastrami for a minute.
Oh, my God.
Fit for the queen in all of us.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is really good.
That is a meaty delight.
Mm. Oh, it's just, it's so moist.
That is phenomenal.
Wait, so where is this again?
Queen's Pastrami.
Lexington and 77th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 78th?
78th. It's right there.
Oh, my God. My walk, not run. Run, not walk. What is it?
Walk, not run.
Just get there. Whatever your mode is, just get there.
Marie can't think when she has meat in her mouth.
No.
Who can?
I know. Oh, hello. I mean, especially pastrami. So, besides Conmigo, shout out Conmigo, and now Queen of Pastrami. Thank you for the pastrami sandwich, y'all. What other, like, gold mines are up here?
Well, I really love, I love Uva, which is an Italian tapas place. Mm. I'm obsessed with that. It's phenomenal. It's a little bit pricey, but it's, like, so sexy. It's, like, dimly lit, candle lit.
Where you got, like, three meatballs?
Basically, you just pay a lot for small things. Like, you get a little mini buffalo caprese. You might get, like, a little, like, a mushroom fagliaggio or something. I don't know. It's, like, some kind of mushroom.
What'd you call me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Please don't blog about this. I'm not full of hate.
Wait, when I used to work at Pulu's Italian restaurant, I used to pronounce, what was the name of the soup? It was how do you say it? Do you know? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say anything offensive right now.
Pasta fagioli?
Fagioli. Mm-hmm. My first week at Pulio's Italian restaurant, went up. Hey, y'all, welcome to Pulio's Italian restaurant. Would you like to try fagiatelle?
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it. And then they're like, across the bar, like, Mr. Robert Pulio was like, Marie! He was like, sorry, she's from the South. And then they're like, oh, it's okay.
Do you love Nashville hot chicken?
I do love Nashville hot chicken.
Have you been to Hattie B's?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
Put it in.
Have you been watching Ugly Delicious?
Yes.
David Chang's?
So good.
I love that episode when they go to Nashville, or like they just do the hot chicken, and Sean Brock makes it.
So good.
It's so good.
Nashville's super cool. I feel like Nashville's like a hip, like smaller Brooklyn almost.
Munoz is gone now.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I loved it. I had a great time.
I really want to go with him. I want to take him to all my favorite places. My favorite spot is Loveless Cafe. Mm-hmm. It's out in Franklin, Tennessee, so you have to drive out. It actually is Oprah's favorite biscuits.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oprah's so dope. Yeah, you all disagree that Oprah's dope?
Yeah.
I want her on the pod.
Marie, you have my favorite biscuits.
Oh.
Whoa.
Really? My crack and my biscuits.
Your crack, your Plymouth crack, and your biscuits. So we have Italian tapas, whatever that means, at Uva, right? You get, what else?
I love, Le Mulana Cafe.
Right.
Has phenomenal breakfast sandwiches, like if you want a croque madame, croque monsieur. They have this really good Nutella stuffed French toast.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, Nutella stuffed
French toast.
French toast.
It's like diabetes in a bite. It's phenomenal.
I'm trying to wrap my head
around it. It feels like a hug. Like,
oh my God.
You eat it and it feels like a savory hug.
Oh.
Like your soul is warmed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I usually don't go.
Your
usually
soul is warmed.
Don't go for like sweet breakfast, but I may have to. I had Parmesan French toast the other day.
I've never heard of that. How was that?
Yeah, that was great. Speaking of things I put in my mouth this week.
Yeah, what do you put in your mouth?
Parmesan. This Parmesan French toast from Marseille in Hell's Kitchen, or Marseille. Marseille.
Marseille.
You say Marseille.
Marseille.
I say Marseille.
It's that classic song that everybody loves.
It is classic.
But they had this, like, Parmesan French toast with, like, this mushroom, like, cream sauce thingy.
Ooh.
With two fried eggs, two fried runny eggs.
I love a runny egg. I love egg porn. I'm obsessed with egg porn.
I am.
It's so satisfying.
I masturbate so much. To egg porn.
Wait, you have to tell our listeners, because I bet you some of my mom listening who doesn't know what egg porn is. What is egg porn?
Anthony, why don't you take
You're
this
the
one?
Blogger, yes.
Okay.
What am I?
Well, no, you are too, but they were interviewing him. So. Oh.
Look, we're all good. We're all beloved, okay? Egg porn is when you bust a yolk open like an over easy. Sorry, I was graphic. Was that too graphic? You when you bust it open.
Again, I think I need to change my panties.
Drippy, drippy.
Oh, my God.
The best is when it's a boomerang. When it's a boomerang.
I literally have goosebumps.
I have to say my partner Munoz did just a couple of days do a boomerang of an egg bust.
I did.
I love it when it goes back and then forward. It's like, oh, it's so satisfying.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Oh, my God. I need, I you know what? I may need to go change my panties. My hairy silk stockings are just the mess. So that's what egg porn is.
Yes.
Yes.
It's yolk bussin'. Also, I love any kind of dripping, like a syrup pour off, like on pancakes or French toast.
As long as you don't have to go to the clinic for it. Yes.
Well, my big question is, so you're so good at making these videos while you're eating. Do you have any help or is it just you?
It's most...
Are you doing one hand?
No, I actually bring a tripod.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Are you doing one hand?
I'm shameless.
Hand?
I'm literally shameless. I go in there with a big light and a tripod and I'm just like, you know what? Here I am.
Yeah, I'm a food blogger. This is my job.
The great thing about New York is you're invisible. Unless you're killing someone, you're invisible. Like no one
and
sees
even then,
you.
They don't even see
yeah.
you.
Oh, my God. Marie and I have worked in hospitality forever, as you may or may not know. And at this one restaurant, I'd go around serving. Like, we'd be placing entrees down, and I would be singing full voice. full motherfucking voice. Mm-hmm. And nobody would bat an eye, blink. Mm-mm. Nothing.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I like when I go up to somebody and I'm like, crab cake? And then they just don't even see you. One time I was like, am I invisible?
Right.
Am I invisible? I'm invisible.
I work in hospitality too, and I hate when you walk up to a table and they look at you as if you broke into their home. You're like, hey, how you doing? They're like, huh? How'd you get here? And it's like, what? I'm your server, you bozo. Like, can I help you?
You should have said dickhead, not bozo. But,
you bozo.
Oh my God, I hate people sometimes, you know? It's really crazy. So you set up this tripod, right?
Set up the tripod.
And you just go at it.
I just go for it. And sometimes I like to do a handheld to get a little bit of an action shot. Because sometimes if it's too still, it's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just shameless. I just really go for it. And the great thing is a lot of times businesses just give me free things. Because they're like, are you an influencer?
Right.
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
They don't even know how many followers I have.
I influence my cat. I influence.
Yeah. My roommates love what I eat.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you get free stuff now?
I do. It's really cool. And I only think it's because I'm one neighborhood. If I was doing all of New York City, I think they'd be like, who cares about this guy?
Mm.
But since I'm like hyper specific and localized, I'm like a micro influencer.
Oh,
where
that's
it's like,
great, though.
Oh, I love that.
It is cool. Like, I actually just got invited. Shout out Sumella. It's a Mediterranean restaurant. They just DM'd me and invited me to come do an episode. So I'm super excited.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Well, maybe you need to invite your two favorite food podcasters from your favorite food blog,
yes.
Right? To join you on that. We love Italian tapas, whatever that means.
Is there anything you won't eat?
Well, okay, so...
We're talking food.
My hachi machi.
Hachi machi.
Hachi machi.
I don't know, I just repeated what he said.
I will not eat a lamb's head. My sister tagged me on Instagram. It was like the insider food, and it was like this Norwegian delicacy, and it's literally just a lamb's face that they broil.
Oh.
And for me, I'm like, it has to look like something I could eat. Like, maybe I'm a coward, I guess. But I here's the thing. If some sweet Nana offered it to me, I would do it. But
right.
If you guys were like, hey, let's go to the Norwegian restaurant, I'd be like, no, thank you.
Really?
But if I was like in someone's home and like someone offered it to me, I would obviously
do it. But
do
you like lamb?
I like normal lamb, but the face, I don't know. It's literally a face. Like, I'm not exaggerating. It's literally a face on a plate.
I've had a pig's head served to me at, what's
the
that?
Pig cheek is good. I've eaten pig cheek.
Eyeballs and snout and... the ears.
So maybe I'm a wimp, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I was watching an Anthony Bourdain episode last night, and he got served, like, rabbit, and the eyes were still there, and it was just... and the teeth were kind of out, and it just... I don't know. I might put it in my mouth, but I might have to just, you know...
You put worse in your mouth.
That's true. For all of us. I don't even know your history. I'm just saying, like, in general.
Wow.
I dated a guy from Staten Island. Yeah, it was bad. I put something nasty there. Anyway, shout out to Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Wow, Michael.
What? Our guest Anthony does not know what to do right now. He's
like, should I tell my Chef Amber Earle story? What should I do?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, wait. Is it like, is it good? Is it like juicy?
It's juicy. It's hot gas.
All right. Well, why don't you can lead us into our, like, you know, commercial with that Amber Earle story. So let us have it.
So should I do like a cliffhanger or should I just go for the whole story?
Cliffhanger. Dum, dum, dum.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
That was just me. It wasn't even a sound effect. What is this? I'm
okay,
holding on a cliff.
So 2 years ago, I got super drunk and bored, and I tweeted to Chef Anne Burrell. I said, hey, you're a much better chef than your identical twin, Guy Fieri.
Oh, shit.
Shots fired for no reason. Like, she did literally nothing wrong. Nothing. So she responds to me, frankly, you sound like a douchebag.
Oh.
Fair. I deserved it.
All right.
I was being a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 2 years. She comes into my restaurant. I work in Times Square. And at my restaurant, if you have a party of 12 or more, there's a 3% service charge. And it does not go to the server. It's like a management thing. And so she says...
people stealing your money.
She says, Anthony, take this 3% charge off.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, let me get my manager. Mm-hmm. If you want, that can be a good cut to commercial, because it's a hot, juicy goss what happens next. Dun, dun,
dun. And we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Oh my God, Marie, have you ever shit the bed?
Not since I was 9.
Well, yeah, you know, like being a gay man and things, or like, you know, there's
sometimes
a lot of...
a little poops gets out.
Yeah, well, not like on a random Tuesday in February, no, but it's like, it happens. And so I went hunting for a solution to this, and I found a great website that is now our sponsor called Stoolies Rubber Sheets.
What? Stoolies Rubber Sheets?
Yeah, you never have to worry about poop stains again. You literally put these rubber sheets on, you can do the deed, right? And it doesn't even have to be poop. It could be, you know, people are into some crazy shit these
days. Golden showers, guilty.
Golden showers.
Just kidding.
Or like, or even like, you know, some women have like high leakage rates down there when the things get going. Or so I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Full on flow.
Yeah. So like, I mean, or what happens if like your friend comes to visit in the middle of the night? You know, your monthly visitor.
Oh, yes, I know.
And then.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hello. The Red River. So Stoolies Rubber Sheets. You never have to worry about stains again. All you have to do is break out the hose.
It's like mucking out the stalls.
That's just... right.
Wow.
Right? And it comes with a free squeegee if you use our discount code.
Disgusting. Wow.
In your mouth.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. So you can just squeegee off.
Yeah, after you hose it down.
After you hose it down, you squeegee it off, and then you're ready to make love again.
Again, or just go to sleep.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
And we get a discount on this.
And a squeegee. Don't forget the squeegee. It's really, really important. Stoolies Rubber Sheets. Go to stoolies.com, right? They come in all sorts of brilliant colors. Magenta, puce, mauve.
Oh, my God.
Aubergine.
Aubergine?
Aubergine.
Well, goodness gracious, you caught me. You got me.
That's it. They're really, really affordable. Fuck your Egyptian cotton. Stoolies Rubber Sheets is the way to go. So just go to stoolies.com and enter in your mouth for a 20% discount and a free squeegee. Bum, bum, bum. Do-do-do. Boom, boom, boom. And we're back. With Anthony O'Connell. He has left us on the edge of our seats. My butthole is clenched and waiting to see how this Anne Burrell story ends.
I'm just grabbing my tits. I don't know what to do. What's happening? Tell us what happened.
I'm sweating.
So Chef Anne Burrell comes in with a party of 12 or more, and she says to me, could you take off the 3% service charge? And I go, let me talk to my manager. So my manager comes out to her and he talks to her. And I swear to God, like an 80s movie villain, she goes, do you know who I am?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
First of all, two things about that. Number one, if you have to ask, we probably don't.
Right.
Number two, if we do know, behave yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're a restaurant owner, you know, you should know better.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, she says to my manager, she says, you're a fucking dickhead.
Oh.
I'm like, this is very off-brand for Food Network.
Wow, Food Yikes. Network.
Well, so we're not going to tweet her about this, but go ahead.
So then, long story short, she says to me, well, since you can't take off the 3% charge, I'm going to give you 17% instead of 20%. And I said, well, just so you know, that's going to upstairs, not to me, but, you know, live your best life. And then, so she gave me 17% instead of 20. And that was the end of the story.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, I don't like that story for her.
And the thing is like, she's a restaurant owner. She should know better. In her defense, she was super drunk. Like, she came in with a red Solo cup. Like, she was...
oh, what?
Yeah.
She walked in off the street?
She was YOLOing hard. Like,
wait, was that here in New York?
It was. It was in Times Square. I'm not going to name the restaurant, but it was in the heart of Times Square.
Our studio is located right there.
Normally we do record in Times Square.
Well, I don't like that story at
all. I'm sorry. You guys can cut it.
Boo.
You can cut it.
No.
I thought it'd be funny and, like... Because, like, the thing is like, it didn't ruin my night. I still made really good money that night, but, like, I just thought it was funny for, like, a B-list celebrity or maybe even C-list, I don't know. But, like, for her to be acting like that, I thought that was very humorous.
No, I mean, I've had lots of celebrities say, do you know who I am?
Oof.
And I go, if I know, I go, yeah, I know who you are, but that doesn't change anything. You're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, I mean, these actors.
I yelled at, what's her bucket once from... Oh my God, I'm the worst homosexual right now.
Uh-oh.
I yelled at Gina Davis once.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I was working behind the bar, and there was this movie poster, and I didn't know it was Gina Davis. And there was this movie poster, she kept moving, and so people couldn't get behind the bar to help me. And so I kept moving it back, and I'd move it, she'd move it, I'd move it, she'd move it. And at one point, I was like, ma'am, you really need to stop moving this poster. People, I can't do my job. And then our friend... our friend Jeremy comes over and he was like, Munoz, you just yelled at Gina Davis. And I was like, well, she was moving the freaking poster.
I had to ask Mickey Rourke to put out a cigarette because he was smoking in the ballroom that we were in. That obviously you're not allowed to
That's
smoke
cigarettes. Baller as hell on his part.
I know, and it was just around like the wrestler too. So I was like, excuse me, Mr. Rourke, there's no smoking in like New York City restaurants anymore. I know it was like cool like maybe 5 years ago, but now, you know. And he looked at me like I was insane and did not put out the cigarette.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know that's wrong, but, like, I kind of want that kind of power and confidence. Like, I don't have that, but I wish I did. You know? I wish you're like, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, what? God. What, you peasant? You telling me what I can and cannot do? Shimmy away. Yeah, no, I won't ever be like that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what we can do.
Ooh, tell me.
This just in, it's time for... Food News Update! Great news! You can now drink wine inside of a giant anus.
What? Wait, that's the headline? Wait, no.
Yes. Great news! You can now drink wine inside of a giant anus.
Anus.
Oh, it's a very earthy undertone.
Wow.
Lovely nose.
And with that, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to In Yo Mouth. Please follow us.
Wait, no, this is leaving me as on a cliffhanger. What the fuck are you talking about? Munchies.com.
Thanks, Munchies. So next week in Belgium, wine lovers will be given the rare chance to taste wines where the sun don't shine. This artist.
Wait, show Anthony the picture. Y'all Google this.
You have to Google this. Just go to
Munchies. Drinking in an anus.
That's the anus.
Oh my God, look at the emojis though.
Yes. So this artist made this like hotel. It's called Casanus.
Oh my God, my husband, my hotel, future husband.
Right? It's a giant hotel that's shaped to look like an anus.
A butthole.
And you can sleep there and...
Oh, it's shaped... It's a giant butthole marooned in the middle of a field.
Yeah. And so the wines of Emilia Romagna will be flowing there for, like, a special event. And you can go into the anus and drink wines.
Wow.
My question is how do you get out?
You don't.
Well, you gotta take a pill for that, then.
The back door, folks! Costco's $6,000 Doomsday Food Kit only gets your family through year one of the apocalypse.
Wait, what?
You're dead.
Wait, so there's...
I didn't even know this was a thing.
Wait.
Costco...
So Costco is selling, Anthony.
Yes.
Doomsday kits, apparently.
Okay.
For $6,000.
And for a family of four.
For a family of four, right?
It's only $1,000 for a single phone.
I know. And you get 1 year of food just in case, like, the apocalypse happens.
My concern with any kind of doomsday prepping is someone with a gun is going to just steal it from you. Like, unless you're going to protect yourself. Like, there's these special doomsday preppers, and these people would have this beautiful, like, plethora of goods. And I'm like, when shit goes down, some meathead with a gun is going to steal all of your things. Like...
That's true. That's why I carry a bow and arrow with me at all times.
That's why I try to be funny and charming. I'm like, I don't have any skills, but I can make you laugh. Give me food. Like, can I have some oats? You know what I mean? Like,
can I have some oats, he says.
I think realistic. It's the end of the world. I don't want steak. Like,
well, I do need to say happy oatmeal nut waffle day to you, my friend.
Yes.
That is a national oatmeal nut waffle day today.
Who knows? Nose.
Wow.
All right. Enough.
Our sound effects are really spot on today. Wow.
But wait, my question is, does the food expire?
No, I think it's purposely, it's all like
it's canned. It's like freeze-dried?
It's canned.
So you spend so all it's this ready money. Oh, the products expire in 30 years.
Oh,
so
perfect.
In 30 years, I will be 24. And, and then what if Doomsday doesn't happen then? Then I have to spend another $6,000?
You know, this expired food.
Who can afford that?
Rich people.
Also, who has people the space? What, are you in the suburbs? I live in Manhattan. I don't have space for this.
I'll tell you, the people
You have space for a bar. You have space for $6,000 worth of food.
Yeah, if you took this bar out, you could put
Whoa,
all
Whoa, that's
your
crazy talk. What if I came to my bar? I'd rather die.
If I did go over to somebody's house and they had a $6,000 worth of food supply for a year because of the apocalypse,
you'd get drunk and high and eat it.
Yeah. All of it.
I don't care for prepping. It's a turnoff.
I don't have $6,000.
Just wing it.
I know.
Just try your best. What are you preparing for things?
I know. I think I have some old ravioli. I'll be fine.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut's new shoes will pause live TV when your pizza order arrives.
I mean, I want some. I want this. I want it.
There are these shoes.
I want it.
That know when your pizza comes, so they shut your TV down.
They're care for that.
They're called Pie Tops.
That's dope. That's cool.
Pizza Hut is killing it.
They are, and I actually thought it was.
Those shoes are kind of fly. I'd wear those.
I would too.
I thought it was fake news, but it's not. They make 50 pairs of these. They did it. Started last year doing it.
Also, who can't click pause? Like you're so busy, you can't click pause.
Who wears their shoes when they're at home ordering pizza? To be honest,
I don't know. I barely wear underwear.
I know. That's why your couch is disgusting.
That was because of who came over last night.
Yes, of course.
Ooh,
that's
dirty
great.
Dog.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm slut shaming. I'm kidding.
But I'm glad I have those rubber sheets from our sponsor, Stoolies.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Stoolies rubber sheets.
Yep. Shout out to Stoolies.
Yes, shout out Stoolies.
Stoolies.
20% off
if you use all in your mouth. You just hose them down after you're done.
Hell yeah.
But these shoes are... These shoes are ridiculous. I can't find a price for them, though.
I think that you...
Would you wear those, or do you think
I would. They're hot. Oh, my God. I'd be up at the club, you know, in the summer, in my poom poom shorts, being like, who wants some pizza? Oh, my God, that would be so
funny.
Who
wants a pizza this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, I saw. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I'm awful. I'm really bad. Check out Upper Feast Side for bad puns.
Oh, my God. You know whose pizza I want? Frank Pinello's.
Oh.
Do you know Frank Pinello?
Only because of the episode I listened to, you guys were obsessed with him.
Oh, my God.
You were like, he's so hot, and you're like,
oh
you were into
God.
Him.
He's in Kuwait right now.
Was that
episode 3, I believe.
Yeah, we talk about Chipotle Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Smegma.
Yes, right? Isn't that
gross?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, gross. But I'm still...
Wait, we have to tell our listeners. So they come in two different styles. A very intense marinara red.
I love that red.
Or a pizza crusty tan color.
Wait, where do you see this ugly tan? I want to see
both,
the tan version.
Both come with cheese grater mesh.
Wow. Wow. No, but how cool would it be if you're, like, up in the club during the summer, you got your poom-pooms on, your, like, your pie tops on, all of a sudden you're like, watch this, and you order some Pizza Hut to, like, the bar.
That's true.
And the music, and it, like, it pauses, like, the DJ's music just because, like, the pizza's here.
That'd be so fucking hot. My cheese would be dripping.
Oh, those are really cute, though, the white ones.
Yeah, those look like Jordans.
Color.
Those literally look like Jordans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really do. Guys, you gotta Google this.
Yes, I want to know. Pizza Hut pie tops
for
price.
Sale. Oh, for sale.
Price.
Let's how much see. How much are these puppies?
Shopping. Let's go shopping. Nope. We found an Oh My pizza pie set. We found an $835 conveyor commercial.
That seems reasonable.
Oh my God, look at those pie tops.
Oh my God, we found pepperoni pizza like Converse.
Those are kind of cool.
Yeah, they don't fit me. I have a fat foot.
Me too, I have a wide foot.
Yeah.
Girth shows your worth. That's what they say.
Well.
That's what they say.
Funny you should say that. Maybe I should turn on my grinder up here.
Oh my God.
Where is... Where's the price, though?
See, I feel like it's a promo, so like 50 people, 50 fans of...
Which makes it more rare for sneakerheads. Like, sneakerheads will probably legit want these.
Yeah, Kanye West will be wearing these on his next tour, I guarantee. And he's going to order pizza from his freaking shoes.
will sell 50, they're selling 50 pairs via the fashion retailer Hypebeast.
Oh, starting
March 9th. Is it Hypebeast or Hypebeast?
Hypebeast, I think. Hypebeast?
You know what?
I'm sorry to correct you. You're the host. Reading, you're right. It's Hypebeast.
You're the host. I've been stuttering all day. It's fine.
Wow. We're going to get back to you because I really want to know.
Hey, guys, if you love us, buy us a pair. I
know. Yeah, send them some money, yeah. Fools.
I wear size 8. What size do you wear?
It depends.
Oh, if you're erect or not. Talking about your feet, Munoz.
Finally, you've come through. Oh, but I feel like my baby is all grown up now. Well, and that's the end of Food News Update. Oh my God! Did you enjoy that, Anthony?
I loved it so much. I love talking about brands. I love talking about food. It hit everything I like talking about.
Yeah, we just you know what? We are not dedicated to any specific brand.
No,
you know.
Yep.
You know, because
would you sell out? I would sell out in a heartbeat.
Totally.
I would sell out so quick.
Oh my God.
I'd marry a billionaire down the street. Yeah.
That's right. I was thinking about like becoming a fluffer. That's how quick I'd sell out.
Oh my God.
I mean, I do it for free already. You might as well like make $1,000 a day.
Fluffer.
You know?
Wow, that's an easy job though. And too easy.
I'm not talking like marshmallow fluff.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean,
I watch enough porn. I know.
Have you ever heard of porn? What is this? Is this like a food you eat? I'm
kidding. It's when this guy busts his egg all over this.
Callback alert. Wee wee.
Wait, okay. So I've been waiting this entire time to ask this. You know my favorite bloggers.
I do.
Devour Power. Oh my
his
God.
His hair is everything.
His
I just want to like.
His hair, his wife's face, and
they're both
and
super
body.
Hot.
And
I mean,
and they're
I just
so nice.
Run my fingers through his hair.
You should do it. Even don't even say hello. Just go do
oh
it.
My, oh my. Oh.
That might get me punched in the face. But
we're all about consent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's. Guys, if you don't know it, it's Devour Power. They are food bloggers. They're on Instagram. They have 500,000 followers that you were at their party for.
I was at their celebration party. It's really random. They just saw my videos on Instagram and they took a liking to them. And they actually followed me on their personal and the main. And
is it Rebecca? Is that
Rebecca?
Her name?
Yeah,
Rebecca and Greg.
They're mm-hmm. so hot and they're so nice. Like, they're so sweet.
Oh my God.
They're so down to earth and they have like no ego about them. Like, they're just like so chill and cash about everything.
Did you do a porn with them too?
Yes.
Speaking of porn, that's a porn I watch.
DP, Devour Power or Double Penetration?
Oh.
Is that too
know,
edgy?
I don't know if it.
I don't know
it's
why
not.
You quit stand up, baby. Are
I don't
funny
know.
As fuck.
Thank
I
you so much.
I don't know if they'd appreciate that, but we love you.
We do.
I just watch. I just want to sit there and watch you eat.
I know. They do such a great job because I feel like a lot of these bloggers and food shows will take you on this journey of the food with the chef, cook it and everything, but then they don't fucking put it in their mouths.
Exactly.
And that's the best part, I think.
It is weird. People love watching me eat. Like, I'm a small account, so I can't imagine Devour Power's level of DMs, but literally, like, 30 to 40 people a week will contact me like, I love watching you eat.
Yes.
Like, where did you eat?
It
like,
feels
can I
very
go there? It's like weirdly satisfying.
We got comments about our podcast. People like hearing us eat on the thing. That's so weird.
Yeah.
So like people just got like a chubby from like hearing us like.
That pastrami was so thick and meaty.
Oh,
ugh.
Mouth
juicy.
Yeah.
Drippy.
Yes.
That mustard.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Jinx, buy me some cocaine. No, I'm kidding. No.
After the pot. After the pot. Well, but so my other second favorite, besides Kitchen Gaily, of course,
uh-huh.
but is Food Baby.
Food Baby. Yes, I love that child. I don't
Food
want
Baby.
Any of my own.
Food Baby's so dope.
I worry about them, though, eating too much. It's none of my business, but they're babies.
It's none of your business.
Some people throw food away. Like, I've seen some food bloggers,
because
they get it for free, so they'll literally do, like, a 20-minute photo shoot, and they won't even take one bite. They'll literally just throw it away. To me,
no.
Ridiculous.
Why
no.
not inappropriate?
No.
Anytime I...
Especially if it's an animal product, to be honest. If you've killed something, you have to fucking put it in your
well,
mouth.
Just really give it to someone. Like, don't just throw it
yes.
away.
Yes, there's so many hungry people in the world.
Yeah. And also, I just want to see you eat it.
Yeah.
Yes.
People... It's weird, like... I'm not a funny comedian, but I'm a funny foodie. I'm like, really, people love watching me eat. They love my silly little jokes.
Oh, my my God. What's your Instagram handle again?
It's at Upper Feast.
Okay.
At Upper Feast.
And then you're on YouTube, all over YouTube.
I'm on YouTube. Yeah, I'm trying to make these fun little videos. And so on YouTube, you can see me with a guest. Instagram is all about me. I'm very selfish for the gram. It's only 1 minute. Let me live.
Wow. So there's no hope for us.
For YouTube, absolutely, yes.
YouTube, 100%. We're denied. We were denied access. You know, you sound like the last date I went on. Denied access. You know.
Wait, but so you've only had this for 4 months, but you're already close to 1,600 followers now.
Yeah, it's really weird. People love food. It's really nuts. Like, wow. I posted a selfie for National Women's Day, posted a selfie with me, my mom, and my sister, and my aunts, and it was like this beautiful photo, 34 likes. I posted a picture of a bagel, 187 likes.
isn't that interesting? Because I find that with the Kitchen Gaily Instagram, so I used to have... a different blog before The Kitchen Gaily. It's a long story. Can't talk about it.
Right. Legally.
Right. No joke. And so, but with The Kitchen Gaily, I post food or that Women's Day post celebrating my dear gal pal Marie and my mom and other women in my life. You know, 30 likes. For National Frozen Food Day, I posted a video of me in a caftan by a good friend of mine who made it. And just taking, I was in a Stop and Shop taking frozen waffles out of the freezer. I have over 1,000 views and likes on it. And I was like, it's me in a caftan pulling waffles out of a freezer. What?
I don't know what people like. I don't know what people like.
It's really interesting to see. So I've started posting like me and I figured I have to be in the photo. Like, there, it just can't be of the food.
Mm. It does help.
It's interesting.
Do you... So, I am constantly doing social media for my comedy band and then for the pod now. But I do struggle with, like, just having to be on social media all the time for work. How do you deal with that? Or is it just such pure pleasure at this
Thankfully,
point?
Thankfully, I love it. Like, I'm literally addicted to the internet. And so, like, I'm so bad that I even notice, like, Instagram trends and, like, what hashtags work and what time of day. And so I tell my friends, I'm like, you should post this, this, and that. And, like, maybe I'm a loser, I guess.
But no,
like,
you're not a loser. Maybe, you're definitely a success. Very successful.
Hello, you're on our podcast. You can't be a loser.
You're right. That's
on our podcast. That's not. We don't like that verbiage.
I know. Michael gets on me sometimes when I'm like, oh, I'm fat and I'm ugly. No, well, girl, we don't have time for that.
No, we don't have time for that, even if you are. No.
Whoa. Burn unit. You just got roasted.
I got a face for radio. That's what my mom always said.
And she's my biggest fan.
And boobs for porn.
I do have. Your roommate comes in and I was about to say I have great breasts. What do you agree?
Oh boy.
Uh-oh, nope. Just kidding. Welcome back.
Oh my God.
Quit harassing my roommate.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fix the post.
It's great. It's great. We've been having such a great time with you today.
Yes.
So, we have been asking fans for weeks now. I don't even know how we got on it, on this subject. But somehow, on some crazy tangent, we got on the subject of what would LL Cool J make you the morning after?
Okay.
And so we've been asking, like, people to write in, and nobody's responded. Well, as luck would have it, I woke up this morning to an email. Whoa. Somebody's been listening.
First email.
Right? We got our first hate mail, too, the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Unsubscribe.
Whoa.
Yeah, somebody was like,
do you want to air the dirty laundry? Like, no. I know it's more fun to talk about love and positive eyes, but I kind of want to hear the dirt.
No, it was just someone who was like, take me off your list, please. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Don't send us another email.
But, so, we got our first email from somebody talking about what they think LL Cool J would make them for breakfast the next morning. And it says, hi, Michael and Marie. I am a super fan of the pod. Ooh. What I would love LL Cool J to make me the morning after as he props me up in a wheelchair, if you catch my drift.
Not a PC, but it's...
is a side of sliced fried potatoes,
oh,
a side of four cheese mashed potatoes, a mimosa, and some whipped cream. And he would serve me wearing nothing but an apron. Mm. I'm going to need those carbs for round two, and the whipped cream will come in handy. Hee hee. Love you much. Superfan Travis, sent from my iPhone.
Travis.
Shout out Travis.
Well, I love that Travis just wants sides. I know, potatoes.
Several different ways, weirdly.
Whipped cream.
Potatoes two ways.
But, that image of LL Cool J just in an apron.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah. Yes.
LL Cool J and Denzel Washington came into the restaurant I work at for a bro date, and they were kicking it. Oh. And they were so nice.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I can't breathe.
I sung
Happy
Birthday.
They were so nice. They were literally like so chill. It was Denzel, LL, and I'm assuming a bodyguard. It was like someone non-famous, but he's like super buff and big. But they literally just came in and they were just eating like normal people, and like they tipped 35%, and like they were just
awesome.
Like, so cool.
We remember.
So what would LL Cool J make you the morning after?
I like to think that LL Cool J would make a French press coffee, super strong, super delicious.
Yes.
And then also, he would make like a super dope omelet. Like he has this flip game on point. Like he's doing the skillet, and I walk up, I'm like, yo, what up, L? And he's like flipping the skillet. It's like a beautiful flip.
Oh.
Was that too specific?
No. A beautiful flip. Oh my God.
Yeah, because he would have been beautifully flipping me every which way.
Yeah, flip me.
back, forth, and forth. That's not one of his songs, but.
Wow, I love that. A good old friend. You have to, any good lover has to be able to do a French press.
I need a French press.
The amount of men that don't have coffee in their house.
We've talked about this on, I can't remember what episode, but I was had a lover and I woke up and his arms is so like satisfied. And then he said he didn't have any coffee in his house.
Yuck.
I was like, this is a deal breaker. I gotta go.
Big time deal breaker.
I mean, but also, okay, so now you know. So the next time I come over, make sure you got it. Second time. No fucking coffee.
They don't respect you or your goals or your time or what you need.
Exactly. Next.
That's ridiculous. Well, if you out there want to write to us and tell us what you think LL Cool J would make you the morning after, if you catch my drift. Thanks, Travis.
The wheelchair.
If you have one lying around, sure. You know, grandma passed away and... Yeah, you need to repurpose it for things. You wait for LL to come over.
Yes, but if you do, if you know what LL Cool J would make you for breakfast, shoot us an email.
At inyourmouthnyc@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You could tweet us too, I guess.
Yeah, why not? Tweet us or Instagram comment at inyourmouthpod.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Delicious. So what's next for you, Anthony, before we take it out of here for shots and shits, you know?
I'm actually thinking of doing an Upper Fee Side Live component.
Okay.
Where I'm going to do like a variety show where I would have like a food influencer, do like a 10-minute like foodie talk. And then I would have like a bunch of comedians, and they don't have to do foodie related humor, but I would be the host. Upper Fee Side presents at a local Upper East Side eatery, whether it be a restaurant or a cafe or something. And just have like a super dope live component to my food blog.
Wow. Well, if you want Reformed Whores to perform, we have a hit song called Eating Out. That we'd love to play. And
I would
that.
Love to have you.
That would be awesome.
So great. I really think people are going to show up. Like I have like 30 or 40 people that are like really into the thing. I have 1,500 followers, but I have a core little mini base that I think would come to the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, we'd be there to support you.
Absolutely.
I mean,
hell
you know.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So. Like, we'll send you the contract for the retainer.
That makes
you
sense.
Know? Yeah.
Red Skittles only or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
If I see a green one, I'm killing myself. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
well, do you think you'll stay in this area then forever?
I guess. I mean, I really do love this neighborhood. People always say, like, if money was no object, where would you live? Like, I'd probably just live closer to the park. Like, I'd probably just live, like, Fifth Avenue or something.
But you'll stay in New York, you think? Or
any
plan? You miss Columbus, Ohio ever?
Sometimes I do, and, like, but, like, I just feel like if I want to do anything creative, I have to be here in New York. Like, I actually have the power of the internet. I could be at home in Columbus, but, like, I can't go to, like, a general meeting or something. This is super boring talk, but, like, I can't go to, like, a general meeting if I live in Columbus or something. Mm-hmm. It's, like, sure, I have, even if I already get, like, 10,000 followers, it's, like, yeah, but you're in Columbus. Like, what, are you going to take a plane to New York to have a meeting? It's, like.
Right. So that was also the most exciting thing when I realized, like, oh, I love Devour Power and Food Baby, but they're in New York.
Exactly.
When I realized that they lived in my same town, I just got so excited about that.
And I think you should come hang. You two should have Devour Power on your podcast.
Oh, my God.
We
Greg.
Would. I Rebecca. Would literally wet my pants. We'd have to bring a change panties.
I would definitely. I'd just wear a trash bag.
I mean, you and I, how hysterical would that be if we show up in trash bags just to interview? Oh,
you're just rubbing Greg's hair the whole time.
Yes, there's just video of me running my hands through his hair.
I just love their energy. And we love your energy.
Thank you.
We're all about positivity. We're all about building each other up, eating good food, and celebrating life.
Yes, chomp, chomp, chomp. In and out of the bedroom. Chomp, yes. Chomp, chomp.
Supporting local biz, baby. I love it.
And how does all this food, you know, centric stuff affect your love life?
Do you ever work it into the bedroom?
Yeah.
Actually, I definitely have.
Oh, someone's blushing. I didn't even think we could get it.
I'm blushing now, too. You are too.
I'm brown. I don't blush. That's my rosacea. Oh. It's a real thing.
Oh, well.
How dare you?
Well, sorry. He's so attractive. I can't. It doesn't even matter. Yeah. God, now there's a riot for the rosacea comment. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, barely had a drink, and you're, like, slurring. I love that, though.
No,
I did pour it strong. I did
a double
drink.
I've been at work since 8 in the morning.
I'm only kidding.
But, yes, so how did you work it in?
This is very embarrassing.
Oh, I love it.
Is it? You don't have to tell us.
I'll say it. I don't care. You know what? I'm an open book. And it's kind of like... If you fuck with me, you're probably going to... Can I say fuck? Is that
right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you fuck with me, you're probably going to think this is cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, so, this girl DM'd me, and she was like, hey, I really like your food blog. You're very funny. You're very charming, whatever.
Oh.
Wait.
What?
This was recent.
You get puss because of the... Oh, God.
Actually, 2 times. Full disclosure. 2 different women. Shout out. Brag alert.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Maria, I can't wait till we get put... Well, I don't want puss. But, you know, the... But sorry, continue.
No, sorry.
How rude of
I'm just getting so excited for the potential.
So she says, to me, I love watching you eat.
Oh.
To which I reply, I would love to upper fee side that pussy.
Yes, baller.
Can I get a rapper horn or not?
Oh, yeah, where's the rapper horn? Come on, baby. Get it in there. Come on.
You got to say it again for it, though. Go ahead, do it.
So I said, can I upper fee side that pussy?
Oh,
that's baller.
I did, and it was great.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That's pretty hot. I did actually have a guy say, oh man, it's crazy you have a podcast called In Your Mouth because that's my favorite place to be.
Whoa.
I didn't tell you that.
That's fucking hot.
My salivary glands just went into it was like Go Go Gadget salivary glands.
Yeah. Pretty hot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, well, you know what? You know how much play I've gotten off of my Instagram? None.
That is not true.
I don't believe
that. You don't get DMs?
No, girl. No, I get DMs being like, can you stop contacting us, please?
Or
you've been blocked.
Baby, it's coming. You know? Yeah, it's definitely coming.
I hope it. There's something good right away. A little West Side Story. East Side Story. We'll call it East Side Story.
Oh, East Side Story. Is that the name of this episode? Yes. East Side Story.
Yes. Yeah, East Side Story. That's great.
I love it.
God.
Well, again, please tell everybody how they can find you just one more time because we want to get you at least 10 more fans.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be serious.
Instagram, Upper Feast. Thank you so much. Please follow me. I love you already. I love this pod. And if you're listening to this pod, you're a good person because this pod is dope. It's a very good, chill space. Super great host, fun, bubbly energy. I love it.
Aww. Oh my God. And we love you. We are so happy that you came on today and so grateful to have you and your like hysterical energy with us.
So funny.
Thank you. I'm insane.
Oh my God. No less insane than we are.
I think we're going to have to bring you back.
I would love that.
Oh, my God. We'll have to do, like, a food tour with you, or maybe the idea I was talking about before.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. We have so many fun ideas.
You guys got some cool plans type things in the works?
Yeah, or maybe it's warm out.
Yes, or maybe when we get Frank Pinello on, you can come on, too, and we can do, the pizza tour of Brooklyn. No, you don't have to do that, Marie. I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
And on that note, we're going to say goodbye. But if you want to follow us, you can do so on Twitter and Instagram at In Your Mouth Pod, or you can email us at
InYourMouthNYC@gmail.com.
And big thank you once again to Foodstagrammer Upper Feast. That's East with an F.
Yes.
Anthony.
I'm very clever. Thank you.
Anthony O'Connell, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And with that, we're going to say, holla!
Thanks for tuning in to
In Yo Mouth!